Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Vav and Parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah here in Parak Dalet Mishnah Vav is going to explain how the Arava ceremony that we described and learned about in the previous Mishnah was in fact performed on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Ki ma'aseyu b'chol, kach ma'aseyu b'Shabbos, that just as it is performed on a weekday, so too it is performed on Shabbos in the exact same way. Ella, except Chahayu Melakdin Oson, May Erev Shabbos, that an Erev Shabbos, that's when they would gather the Aravos and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. Umanichin Oson, Begigios Shalzahav, Kadeshalo Yichmeshu. And he would place them in golden barrels filled with water so that they would not wilt and wane and wrinkle up overnight. Now, contrary to everything we've learned in the last bunch of Mishnayos, the next Tana holds that there is in fact no Arava ceremony performed at all. Rather, on each day of Sukkot, a ritual that involved palm branches was performed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Charios shel dekel hayumevian, they would bring hardened palm branches to the Beis HaMikdash, v'chuftinoson bekarka b'tzidei ha-mizbech, and they would beat them on the ground at the side of the mizbech, v'oso hayom nikra yom chibut charios. And that day, which was every day of Sukkot, was called the day of the beating of the branches. Now, this is something that we actually do, similar to it at least, on Hoshana Rabbah, but this was not something done every single day, and as the Bar Tanura points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in this regard. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, as we mentioned, a minhag that was observed after the people left the Beis HaMikdash on the last day of Sukkot on Hoshana Rabbah. It says the Mishnah, Miyara Tinokos Shomtin Eslulvehen V'ochlin Esrogehen. The adult would grab the children's lulavim from the hands of the children, and they would eat the children's esrogim. This was not considered stealing, because the Chachamim permitted this custom for the sake of enhancing the joy of the mitzvah, and they have the power to declare a person's property owner. This is a concept called Hefker, based in Hefker, and because of that, they were certainly allowed to, do this. Now, as the Bar Tanura points out, the adults were allowed to eat only the esrogim of children and not the esrogim of other adults. An adult esrog is forbidden because it was set aside to be used for the mitzvah and thus may not be used for anything else. That is called hukta l'mitzvah. So that if something's established for a mitzvah, then you can't use it for any other purpose. And even after the mitzvah was performed, it remains forbidden in light of the rule stating that whatever was, again, mukta at the beginning of the day, it remains mukta for the entire day. Quick review, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav taught us that the Arava ceremony performed on the weekday was the same exact Arava ceremony performed during the rest of the, during Shabbos as well, except for the fact that on Shabbos they would gather the Aravos and bring them, that an Erev Shabbos, they would gather the Aravos and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos and place them in golden barrels filled with water so that they would not wilt overnight and that they would remain fresh. And then we learned about the opinion of Yochanan ben Broka, namely that there was no Arava ceremony at all. Rather, he just said they would bring hardened palm branches to the Beis HaMikdash every single day of Sukkot, beat them onto the ground at the sides of the Mizbeach, and that day again was called the day of the beating of the branches, the day called Yom Chibut Charios. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin told us that the adults, after the last Araminim were taken on the last day of Sukkot, the adults would grab the children and love them from the hands of the children, and they would eat the children's esrogim on that day to enhance the simcha of the mitzvah of Araminim. Have a great day.